Well, the 2021 high school football season is finally underway here in Garland County. I'm James Lee.
And I'm Christian Collins.
And welcome to the first scoreboard show for Garland County Locker Room. It was an exciting week.
Yeah, and James, you actually covered Hot Springs at Fountain Lake, and that one kind of got out of hand. Just, you know, what can you say about that big win for Hot Springs?
Yeah, even though it was a 52-7 win for the Trojans, I don't think there was really anybody that won that game. There were a total of 607 yards of offense, but 304 yards of penalties. Anytime that you've got 28 penalties in a single football game, it's not going to be pretty. Hot Springs head coach Daryl Burnett summed it up pretty succinctly.
Yeah, it was bad football. 123 yards, I think, worth of penalties at the first half. No telling what we had the second half. You ain't going to win the game, the tough ones like that. You won't beat anyone like that in the 5A South.
Fountain Lake lost most of their running backs in the first quarter or quarter and a half of the game, and head coach Kenny Shelton was pretty upset about the entire situation.
You know, I don't care how good you are when you lose every running back you got in the first quarter and a half. It makes things a little difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point I had a defensive lineman having to play defensive back.
Hopefully we'll see a little bit better performance out of both teams next week. So, Krishnan, you ended up going out to Piercy to cover the Lakeside at Lake Hamilton game. How'd that one go?
Yeah, well, I just want to start off by saying that was my first ever, you know, official football game I've covered in the county, and what a way to start. I mean, packed house on both sides. And Lake Hamilton actually ended up winning pretty big, 48-14 over the Rams. And it was kind of, you know, a strange situation because the Rams jumped out to an early lead, picked up a fumble, ran it all the way back for a touchdown, and it kind of stunned the crowd. And I think everybody was kind of gearing up for, oh, this is going to be a battle right to the last whistle. But honestly, Lake Hamilton's rushing game with just Kendrick Martin, Tevin Hughes, and Owen Miller, they combined for over 200 yards on the ground. And there were really too much to handle for the Rams. And it wasn't just that there were too much to handle, but, you know, it was a big game, big crowd. And I think Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin really summed up just what the win meant to the team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tell you what, this game here, Coach, I sweat. I don't want to get up on Saturday after losing to them. So I've been very blessed. You know, when I played against them when I was here, we never lost to them in 3 years I played. And then, you know, since I've been coaching here at Lake Hamilton, I've never lost to them either. So I don't want to lose that streak. You know, it's just a big deal for these people around here.
And on the other side, you know, you kind of got to feel a little bad for Lakeside because they jumped out to such a good start and you thought this might be the year, you know, for the fourth consecutive time they may not lose. But then it kind of went downhill and head coach Jared McBride, he really didn't have much to say after the game, but he just did sum up that he wasn't impressed with his team's performance.
We're not very good, and so they did a good job of exposing the fact that we're not very good, and we're going to have to move some people around and get some different people on the field, and we will, and we got to do a better job of coaching them up, and I will.
Man, I feel for those Rams and their fan base. You know, it's never fun to lose a game 4 years in a row, especially an in-county rivalry game like that. Brandon Smith ended up going out to the Mountain Pine game. They hosted Episcopal Collegiate Friday night. While the Red Devils were hoping to avenge last year's loss, the only one they had all season, things didn't go according to plan. The Red Devils got off to a really fast start. Quarterback Jonah Wilburn found big man James Glasgow, a 6'3", 275-pound junior, open. He carried it down deep into the red zone, which allowed the Red Devils to score first. Things started to go downhill from there. After the Wildcats scored their first touchdown, they opted for an onside kick and recovered it, which really shifted the momentum in the game. Mountain Pine head coach Sam Count said even though the team had had a two-week quarantine just about 2 weeks before their first game, that it was more a mental issue than actual conditioning issue.
We had some cramps. We had some conditioning. This hot night, I'm not sure the hot night really affected as much as just not being ready to play.
And the last Garland County team that played this week was Cutter Morning Star. Krishnan?
Yeah, Cutter had a rough start to the season and lost pretty heavily, 44-0 to Brinkley. You know, this is the first year for Cutter to play 8-man football, and low numbers are always a problem, whether it's 11-man or 8-man. And I know Coach Matt Kinsinger had some problems in the offseason trying to find a quarterback, trying to get his team adjusted to 8-man, and he just kind of talked about the multitude of challenges they had to face in this first game.
Yeah, they were very skilled and very explosive, very fast. And so practicing against ourselves showed. I think we just had a lot of things that were, you know, challenges that were difficult to overcome in the current circumstances.
So we ought to have a pretty exciting week again next week. Jesseville opens their season on the road at Haskell Harmony Grove. Fountain Lake, even though they're struggling due to injuries, they'll be on the road to England. And Kenny Shelton said that they will definitely be going no matter. And Mountain Pine is on the road to Marshall. So it ought to be a fun set of road games. Christian, don't we have three that are at home this week?
Yes, we do. Lakeside will be looking to bounce back after their loss to Lake Hamilton when the Rams welcome Sheridan. And Coach Jerry McBride told me after that Lakeside game that, you know, he's really going to have to move some people around, so it'll be interesting to see what they can do against Sheridan. Cutter's going to look to bounce back against Hall at home, and then Hot Springs is going to welcome Arkadelphia. And that should be a pretty interesting matchup because, you know, Arkadelphia usually fields a good team, and Coach Burnett's doing good things at Hot Springs, so that'll be a fun matchup.
Absolutely. Arkadelphia's got that big running back of theirs that has at least one Division I offer. So it'll be interesting to see how well that Trojan defense can stop him. I know Lake Hamilton had some trouble stopping him at their scrimmage a couple of weeks ago.
If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available anywhere you can normally find your podcast.